Always move forward. All successful people know this rule. Always move forward. Always move toward the target. Keep putting one foot in front of the other foot, and then do it again until you get to your target. See, intention, you want to write this down. Intention is 100%. Method is negligible. When compared to intention, you don't need method, you need intention. The higher level the intention, the more focused the goal, where you're going, keep moving toward it, taking action, and you'll get there, folks. The method will show itself later. You know, recently I was in Toronto, Canada. There were no flights back into the United States and back, much less to San Diego where I am. In fact, the airlines, everybody for that fact, the whole travel industry was telling me, hey, you won't be going back until Tuesday, 5 days from now. Well, 5 days for me isn't gonna work. I'm like, no, I'm getting to San Diego. So I say, okay, what do I do? What do I do here? I got this situation. I have intention to get to San Diego. What do? I move to my rule. Always move forward. Keep moving forward. Move toward the goal. Move forward. Don't stay put. Be at cause. Don't sit in your hotel room. Move forward. So I say, okay, if I want to get to San Diego, what do? Well, the flights, as soon as I get clear on my intention and I start to moving toward it, the method shows itself. What do? I realize, well, they're still flying in Canada. So I get on a flight the next morning. I fly from Toronto to Calgary, get on another plane, fly to Vancouver. I start moving west toward my destination. You remember the saying, go west, young man, go west. Well, I move in the direction of my desired goal. Staying put doesn't get me closer. I get on the phone, how far west can I get? I get to Calgary, then take a flight to Vancouver. What's incredible is everything opened up for me once my intention got right, okay? And it created an incredible adventure in my life, man, figuring out how I can move forward. It's like it's a game. How can I get there before 5 days? Finding myself moving toward my goal, my attitude gets up, I'm at cause, I'm totally responsible. Everyone suggested stop, just take your time. Everybody in my life tell me, no, man, just relax, hang out in a hotel, go to a resort, just hang out. I'm like, no, it's a game now, man. I'm moving to the goal. I won't buy into what they say. Quit buying into what they say. People were saying, hey, you're insane with the situation the way it is. It's not even safe to fly right now. And I kept moving forward. In Vancouver, I rent a car. Great car, actually, they gave me. Interesting how the intention and the magic takes place. I drive through the U.S. border where it's a 3-hour wait because everybody's trying to do the same thing. And I'm going to miss my flight to Seattle, okay? So what do? I ask the guy at the customs line. He's walking through. I'm like, hey, there's got to be a shorter way, man. I have to get to San Diego. He said, well, there is. Now, there's thousands of cars lined up waiting 3 hours to go through customs. And this guy looks at me and says, hey, if you go 2 blocks, take a left, go to a street called 2nd Avenue, take a right, take another, your second left, then what you'll find out is there's a parking lot. You want to pull in there, you want to buy something in the store, and then they'll let you out, and it's a shortcut into the line. It was incredible. I went for it, and yes, it worked. I get to the border without my passport, but with all my intention. The custom agent's job is to check my passport. I get to him, tell him my situation. He lets me go through. Folks, this is not luck. This is not, oh, Grant's somehow blessed. This is about intention. And the good news is when you get your intention clear and always move toward it, toward your goal, lucky things will happen for you too. So I'm driving to Seattle, and what do? I hit the worst traffic Seattle's had in 6 years. Literally, it's on the radio. So worst traffic we've had in 6 years. So I miss my flight to Seattle. I make the connection in Portland, and I end up flying to San Diego. It takes me 22 hours to get home. I ran out of fuel on the way to the airport. Just in time, I get enough fuel to make my connection. So what's the point here? Always move forward. When you're moving toward your goal, there might not be time for stops. In this case, I had to turn my flashers on. I had to hit my accelerator. I had to break a few laws. You know, I hit the worst traffic the country's seen or the Seattle marketplace has seen. I'm driving to Portland. I run out of gas. I'm short at the airport. Some lady tells me it's going to be 35 minutes to the airport. I got 20 minutes to get there. I top off my tank. The airport's 10 minutes away. It all worked out. Why? Because I'm moving forward. Had any time along the way, had I stopped and, you know, oh man, my situation's not gonna work, I wouldn't have made the flight, okay? So I moved forward. And what do I find out? I find out people helping me in gas stations. the customs agent helping me with no passport, another person helping me with a shortcut. Great intention, always move forward, you'll reach your goal. So I fly out, I make it in 22 hours rather than 5 days, that's a big difference, okay? I get to the Hertz counter, I don't wanna, you know, go to the Hertz van, I drop the car off, I give a guy 20 bucks to drive me over there, he takes care of me. Always move forward, do not make excuses. In fact, I got to the airport in time to grab a bite to eat, to rest a few minutes, and call people and tell them, hey, I did it. Determination, intention, keep moving forward. Don't worry about the details, folks. Everybody gets hung up in the details, except successful people. Highly successful people don't worry about the details. They trust that the details will work out themselves. Too many people get hung up in the little pieces. Always move forward. Successful people don't let anything stop them. They don't let the odds, they don't let other people, they don't let problems, planes, nothing stop successful people. So who could be successful? Anybody that moves forward to a clear goal. You'll figure it out. Pick a target. Pick a target and move toward it. You've already done this 1,000 times in your life, folks. When you were a little kid and you were in the grocery store and you were in the candy lane and you're like, Mommy, I want some candy. And Mommy said no. Mommy said no before you even said anything. She was telling you no on the way over there. You just kept moving forward with complete, you know, like determination. I'm getting candy. And she broke and you got your candy. Don't worry about what might happen. Just move forward and keep moving forward. Try this. Pick a place in the room that you're in right now or in the car that you're in. Okay? And just start moving toward it. Physically start moving toward it. Move toward the wall. Move toward the object. And then have some people come around you and try to stop you. If you're in the car, have them try to stop your hand. Okay? Be safe in the car. All right? Make an effort to stop you. Be sure 3 or 4 people make an effort to stop you. And what happens? It clarifies your intention. It clarifies this energy about going for it, staying focused. And the more people that try to stop you, the more you should focus on your intention. Make a game of it and win the game. Games exist when there's barriers and the possibility of gain or loss. You need that, folks. Great beings need to know, hey, there could be a lose situation here, and it forces you to push through. Watch your abilities increase as you move forward. Watch your abilities increase as your intention increases. Sometimes you won't see the depth of a person's intention until there is resistance. You won't really know how strong, how able, how capable you are until you see some resistance. So what do? Always move forward. You want somebody to go out with? Keep moving toward them. They resist you? Move toward them. Come up with a new way to approach them. You got a customer you're trying to, you know, bring into your fold? Always move forward. Oh, that guy's not going to take your phone call? Make the phone call. Always move forward. You have a target you want to hit this month? Keep moving forward. You know, the country's having economic problems, always move forward. Focus on the desired goal, the desired outcome, and keep moving forward. The more energy, the more intention, the more determination, and the more you move toward it, the more often you'll get it, okay? Always move forward. Remember, AMF, always move forward.